Good morning. Today we are going to get into Rav Kook's view of going on to Har HaBayis. So Rav Kook, Rav Aharon Yitzhak HaKohen Kook, Gaon Olam, who was also the Rav HaRashi of the land of Israel. So he gets into the discussion that we have been going into in length about the machlokis between the Rambam and the Ra'avad. So we're just going to recap quickly that machlokis, and then we're going to see how Rav Kook understands the sheet of the Ra'avad. So we started as follows. The Rambam is of the view that Kedusha Rishon, the original Kedusha, the original sanctity of the Makom HaMikdash, of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Har HaBayis, of the land of the city of Yushalayim, that was instituted by Shlomo, not only when he built the Beis HaMikdash, but for all future generations as well. The phrase in Hebrew is Kedusha Rishona Kicha Lashata V'Kicha Latid Lavo, and accordingly, even after the destruction of the first temple, that Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash and Yerushalayim retained, it stayed along. And accordingly, just like there was a prohibition of entering into the place of the Beis HaMikdash and the Har HaBayis as a whole for different people who were in different categories of Tumah, so too those prohibitions exist today in the same places. So if a Tmei Meis on a Doraisa level was not permitted to go into the Azara, the same thing applies nowadays on a rabbinic level. The Tmei Meis, somebody who came into contact with bodies, we all have the status of a Tmei Meis nowadays, having gone into cemeteries, etc. On a Durabana level, cannot go into the Chael, that's the wall or the area that surrounds the Beis HaMikdash. So indeed, that is the view of the Rambam. It's prohibited to go nowadays as well into the same places that was prohibited when we had a Beis HaMikdash. The Ra'avad disagreed with the Rambam and said, whoever goes in nowadays, ein bo kares, there is not a punishment of kares, excision. That is a punishment from heaven, that the person will die young, or his family will die young. But either way, we see that the Ra'avad is disagreeing with the Rambam. However, we also mention that it's unclear what the Ra'avad is saying. Is the Ra'avad saying that it's permitted to go in because there's no Kedusha nowadays, or that it is prohibited to go in, simply there's no Kares, but there is some other type of Isser? So Rav Kook wrote in his Mishpat Kohen as follows. There's a drasha of Chazal that says, "Vahashimosi as mikdash sheichem." This is in the Tochacha. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I will destroy your mikdash." What that's really talking about is not the Beis HaMikdash, but it's talking about, according to Chazal, it's talking about our shuls. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying, even once your shuls are destroyed, and this is Chazal's reading of this pasuk, "Vahashimosi," there will be a destruction of your mikdash sheichem. Chazal say, so if it's destroyed, why is it still called the mikdash? A shul is a mikdash me'at, is a quasi Beis HaMikdash. But if it's destroyed already, why is it called a Beis HaMikdash, a Beis Knesset? Still, it's destroyed. And accordingly, Chazal learned from this pasuk that even in the destruction, even after a shul has been destroyed, that location still has to be treated with reverence. It still has to be treated in activities of that would not be reverent to the place, are not acceptable. For example, setting traps to trap animals, doing your laundry there. That's not acceptable to be doing that because the place had Kedusha, and even in the destruction, it still has Kedusha. That is talking about a shul. And comes Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kook and says as follows, Kal v'chomer, certainly that is the case, that if it's for a shul, the Kedusha retains even after destruction. Kal v'chomer, certainly when it comes to the Makom HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, that even after destruction, the Kedusha is still going to be there. And he says, if you look throughout Shas, we have a concept of something that is the Iker and something that is the Tafel. Iker is the main thing, and Tafel is something that is secondary to it. And we are never more machmir on something stricter when it is the Tafel. We're not more strict on the Tafel than the Iker, which means here the Tafel, the secondary thing here, is the Shul that was destroyed. The Iker thing is the Beis HaMikdash when it's destroyed. And if we have this concept that the Kedusha stays around for a Shul that's been destroyed, certainly that's going to apply when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, when the Ra'avad, and this is his understanding of the Ra'avad, when the Ra'avad says, when somebody enters nowadays after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that there is no kares, it doesn't mean that there's no punishment whatsoever. It doesn't mean that it's mutter to go in, says Rav Kook, from the fact that the Raiva didn't address it. He was silent on this issue. Certainly he would agree that there's a prohibition to go in. It would be an Isser Daraisa to go in. There is not a machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivid, can you go in or not? The only machlokas is if you go in when you shouldn't have gone in, is there kares or not? That according to the Rambam, there is a kares, and according to the Raivid, there's not a kares, but there certainly there is an iser lav, a negative prohibition in the Torah. There's also an assay that you're violating the keeping of the sanctity of the place. So certainly the Raivid would agree that it is prohibited to go. And he continues. And this is quoting the Mishpat Kohen, written by Rav Kook. He continues as follows. It's actually, we're going out of order, so what we just went through was afterward, and now we're going to take a few steps back, and towards the beginning of the article, he says as follows. Whenever we have a machlokas, let's assume we have a machlokas in the Mishnah of Tanaim, or we have a Moraim disagreeing in the Gemara, or we have Rishonim, and for example, we have a machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivid. If it is relating to something that is a de'oraisa, and certainly, as in our case, we're talking about a doraisa going into the makam amikdash when tame. If it's talking about a potential iser kares, certainly we have to be machmir. There's no question about that. And he says as follows: Kodavar shenishra b'lo hachra, even something that there was no decision in the poskim over the generations. And in particular, when we're talking about a doraisa, and in particular, when we're talking about when there's a possible chiyuv kares. The safek gamar, so if we have a safek when it comes to a doubt, how do we paskin? Shishum adam eino rashai lahakel, but no one's allowed to be lenient when it comes to something that severe. Afilu im lo haya chomer ha'isr yadoa mitpashay b'Yisrael, even if it wasn't an accepted practice in Israel, in Klal Yisrael, to be machmir, meaning it's still a machlokis. Something is still open in the air. It's still debated between the poskim if it's dealing with the dorais, and certainly this type of dorais of a kares, we have to be machmir. And certainly in our situation, next point, says Rav Kook, that it's not something that's up in the year that hasn't been decided, but for many generations, we have a Kabbalah, a set Kabbalah, that we paskin like the Machmirim, the Osrim, we paskin like the Rambam and not like the Raivid. Even though the Raivid himself is Machmir, but those who want to argue that the Raivid is lenient, we don't paskin that way anyway. And he says, and I'm going to read his language, it's very powerful, V'yireyim v'charedim hem kol adas Yisrael. We are fearful, all of Klal Yisrael, l'ikanes el makam ha-mikdash mipnei ha-tuma, to go in to the makam ha-mikdash. No one would go into the makam ha-mikdash, there's tuma. We are tameim. We can't go in. Bevadai ein ze min amida klal. Certainly it would be highly inappropriate, lakum achsha bizman hazeh v'leimor, for anyone to get up and say nowadays, shenimtza achra la'akel bazeh, that he found that we can be lenient. In fact, we ask in the Yigbit, chas v'sholem, that somebody should get up and say that. V'lo hayal ole al das. She'eze ben Torah, there's no way that anyone would even think. A ben Torah would not think. Yamishiyah, it doesn't matter who would be, Yasekazos, that would get up and say we can be lenient on this. And he says, nonetheless, there are some people who nowadays read the Raivid as saying it's permitted. They read the Raivid as saying the original Kedusha of Shlomo, building the base of Mikdash, has been nullified because we don't have the base of Mikdash anymore. And he says as follows, says Rav Kook, Lefide Azoshi Bilti Nechona Bazeh Gamken. This is totally an incorrect reading of the Raivid, because the Raivid agrees with the Rambam that it's prohibited to go in, but it is simply a discussion, is there a kares or not? But even the Raivid is machmir about going in. So we see here that Rav Kook is saying that there's no machlokis here, is it permitted or prohibited to go in? It's absolutely prohibited to go in. Now, where is it prohibited to go in? So I have in front of me a poster that is one of, like, they call it nowadays, Pashkavilim, these posters that they hang up in various places to make announcements. So apparently this was hung up around outside the Har HaBayis area or the Temple Mount. And it was when Rav Kook was the chief rabbi of Israel. And I'll read the English. It says as follows, Azhara l'rabim, that's the Hebrew, a warning to the public, a public warning. It has the poster is in Hebrew on the top and English on the bottom. A public warning by His Eminence, the Chief Rabbi for Eretz Yisrael, Rav Kook, our dear brethren who come from far and near to visit the holy city of Jerusalem, Be warned and remember that it is, all caps, strictly forbidden by Jewish law and religion to enter the temple area. The temple area, that is the Makom HaMikdash, and it continues. And on this we're going to end. Or to ascend the Har HaBayis, which is saying the entire temple mount is prohibited. So it seems that this is even stricter than the Rambam. The Rambam would say the Makom HaMikdash, inside the Chel, that's what's prohibited. But outside of that, even though it's Har HaBayis, that would be permitted for at least for a Tmei Meis. Other Tmeim and Nida, Neo, Lettuce, etc. would be prohibited from the entire Hall of Har HaBayis. But here we have a public warning that no one is permitted to go not only onto the temple area, but to ascend the entire Har HaBayis. So that was the Psak of Rav Kook, but we're going to leave it as an open question for now, because I want to get back into the Rishonim starting tomorrow, but we just dabbled out of the Rishonim to discuss the view of Rav Kook now. So we see here that the entire Har HaBayis, even stricter, certainly stricter than the Rav, it even stricter than the Rambam. The Rambam says the Makom HaMikdash is off limits. We have a Psak by Rav Kook. The entire Har HaBayis is off limits. Have a wonderful day.